وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. جزاك الله خير حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب for all your duas as always. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to be involved in the disseminating of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your great services for his deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. قال إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إلى الله وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we came to the coming towards the end of the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. His brothers went out to Egypt in search of food and grain. And the person who was responsible, the minister for the administering, you know, the distribution of food, was none other than their brother Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, which they didn't know. And then he told them that they have to come back with their other brother, and they took Binyamin along with them. And then Binyamin, in his baggage, golden cup of the king was placed. And you know, they all were searched first, and eventually it was found in the possession of Hazrat Binyamin. So Binyamin then was detained by Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. But Binyamin, prior to that, was already informed by Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam that this is his real brother. So Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam tells his sons now, when they return and they gave the story to the father, he says, "Do not become despondent of the mercy of Allah. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الظالمون." His mercy will ensure that you achieve your objective. Indeed, only the nation that commits kufr grows despondent, loses hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. So the advice the father is giving is always keep hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they entered into the presence of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, the brothers now went back and they said, "Oh minister, oh Aziz, a calamity, severe hunger has befallen us and our family. We have come with a sum of money that is worthy of being returned. So grant us a full measure and be charitable towards us. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the charitable ones." So at that particular time, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam told them now, قَالَ هَلْ عَلِمْتُمْ مَا فَعَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ وَأَخِيهِ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ جَاهِلُونَ. He's taking pity on them. Yusuf alayhi salam decided that it was now time to reveal his true identity to them. And he said, "Do you know what you did to Yusuf and his brother when you had no knowledge? That you will one day be reminded of what you did." So they immediately proclaim, "Qalu innaka la anta Yusuf," and they exclaim, "Are you really Yusuf Ali Yusuf?" So he replied, "I am Yusuf." So you know, they were sneaking and suspicion all along that the minister could be Yusuf because of his looks and noble character, but they brush aside this option, regarding it as being absurd. But when Yusuf alayhi salam confirmed their suspicion, and he asked them, you know, and he told them that he's Yusuf, so they exclaimed, "Are you really Yusuf?" And he replied, "I am Yusuf, and this is my brother. Allah indeed has favored us by reuniting us. The fact is that whoever adopts taqwa and exercises sabr, then Allah surely does not put to waste or destroy the reward of those who do good. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. A very important ayat for us to remember, that we observe taqwa, and sabr in the time of calamities and difficulties, and Allah will never ever let that go to waste. So they said, by Allah, Allah has certainly preferred and selected you above us by granting you a very high and noble position. And they regretted their past, and they said, we really amongst the wrongdoers. Inna kunna the khati'een, by behaving as we did. So then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam proclaimed and he said, La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. And these are the very same words that the Surah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned at the time of the conquest of Makkah. He said, there shall be no blame on you today. No revenge will be taken. Yaghfirullahu lakum wa huwa arhamur rahimin. May Allah forgive you. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. So in spite of all the difficulty and hardship that Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam had to go through because of the doings of his brother, he didn't curse them, you know, and in fact, he made dua of forgiveness on their behalf. Then he told them, take the shirt of mine, place it on my father's face, and he will regain his sight. And then after doing this, bring your entire family to me. So when the caravan with the brothers left Egypt, their father said to those at home in Canaan, verily, if we were not for fear that you would say I am senile, I would say that I smell the fragrance of Yusuf. Already now, then you know, he sent a shirt with his, Yusuf alayhi salam sent a shirt for his father, a kurta, qamis, and already has Yusuf alayhi salam, by divine inspiration, says, I can smell the fragrance, la ajidu riha Yusuf, and I can smell the fragrance of Yusuf. So those who were with him, they said, by Allah, you are in your old misconception. You are just imagining things. So when the carrier of good news arrived and placed the shirt on his face, he regained his sight, right? And to remind them of what he had always been telling them, Allah Ta'ala now blessed him with sight. He said, did I not tell you that I have such knowledge from Allah that you do not know? So now the children said, "Qalu ya abana istaghfir lana dhunubana inna kunna khati'in." And like they told Yusuf alayhi salam, that they told their father. The brother said, "O our father, seek forgiveness from Allah on our behalf for our sins. Indeed, we were wrongdoers." From this we learn here also that we must tell our elders to seek forgiveness on our behalf, because they are more pious, they are more closely attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let them also make dua for us. So the sons ask the father now to seek forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that they proclaim that they were amongst the wrongdoers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam said, "Sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi, innahu huwal ghafur rahim." I shall shortly seek forgiveness for you from my Rabb. Right, innahu huwal ghafur rahim. So when he said from shortly, he didn't say it immediately. He says during the early hours of the morning when duas are accepted at tahajjud time. So that's why he said, shortly I'll make dua for you. He didn't make dua immediately. He waited for those glorious, beautiful hours in you and loneliness and solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, he is most forgiving and most merciful. So the entire family left for Canaan and proceeded to Egypt. So when they entered the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam, he made his parents stay with him, and welcoming the entire family into Egypt, and he said, "Enter Egypt and live here in safety, without missing Canaan and without fear of starvation at all." And he didn't just attribute it to him. He said, "وَقَالَ الْخُلُوُ مِصْرَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So whenever we do anything, never attribute it to ourselves, attribute it to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and always seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he seated his parents on a high throne, and all of them, you know, his brothers, his parents, they bowed down before him. This form of showing respect was allowed in those times, but it is haram in our Sharia. So he said, "Oh my beloved father, this is the realization of the interpretation of my past dream." You know, he said in his inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba, that I saw the 11 stars, the sun and the moon prostrating before me. So Allah has surely made it come true. He had truly been kind to me when he removed me from the prison and brought you from the countryside of Canaan, after Shaitan had caused trouble between my brothers and me. Look at this here now. He didn't attribute the act of evil that was done by his brothers upon themselves. He says, Shaitan had caused trouble between us. So he says, verily Allah is all-knowing and he is the wise. And then the family lived here in Egypt where Yaqub alayhi salam passed away. So then Yusuf alayhi salam prayed towards the end of his life, said, oh my Rabb, indeed you have granted me a part of kingship and taught me the interpretation of dreams. O creator of the heavens and the earth, you are my protecting friend in this world. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal akhirah. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. And now it's, you look towards the ending stages of your life. You, Allah, you brought me to this high, lofty position. So he says, you are my protecting friend in this world and in the akhirah. Grant me death in the state of obedience to your commands and include me amongst your pious bondsmen, the Anbiya, in the akhirah. So this narrative is from the accounts of the unseen with which we inspire you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are not with them, the brothers of Yusuf, when they collectively resolved the affair together with Yusuf alayhi salam, and when they plotted about how they do it. The fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the death of the details of the story without learning about them from anyone proved that he was Allah's Rasul, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sent. So this indeed is the beautiful ayah, story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, how he was united with his family in Egypt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. In their narrative, you know, the stories of the Anbiya, they certainly are a lesson for people of intelligence and understanding. This Quran is not fabricated, a false tale, but a confirmation of all the scriptures before it, a detailed explanation of all things that man needs to know about his religion, a guidance and mercy for those who have iman. So alhamdulillah, there's a lot to learn from the story, and the ulama have written various kitabs, detailing in hundreds of pages, you know, the lessons that one can learn from the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers. And it shows the evil propensities of the nafs and what it can get to in terms of jealousy and hatred. And then, you know, how life can change for an individual, that you can be one moment here and another moment you are in another lofty position. All this happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It also teaches us that we must not become despondent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no matter what type of a life we led, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the noble Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as we have the gift of life, we must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ghafoor and Rahim, is of forgiving and is most merciful. And cry in the early hours of the morning, the tahajjud time, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, confessing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our weaknesses, and say, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we come to you nothing with nothing but except a load of sins, and we beg of you, ya Allah, to forgive us all our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our repentance, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draw us closer to him and become very, very pious. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.